Radio Free Weir with Ron Babcock.
One of the worst decisions of my life was made at a Long John Silver's.
What decision was that?
Katie said yes. No, one of the worst decisions of my life was made at a Long John Silver's. Is when I went down to Florida for a job in radio. It was in Gainesville. And while we were there, I signed my contract. And they're like, okay, you're signed. Here's how much money you're going to make. You can take this letter of guarantee to any place you want to rent. And, you know, that works. And I was like, oh, great. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was enough to get like a cheap place for me and Katie and Henry. And so we looked at like three places. And one of them that we looked at was the cheapest, but it was the nicest. It was like $680 a month. It was 1,200 square feet, which was huge for us. Honestly, at the time, it's pretty big now. I mean, the place we live in currently is only 2,000 square feet. Had a pool. The woman who the leaser or leasee, whatever name the leasing agent. Thank you. Was very nice. Still a friend, actually. I think on Facebook, and was a fan of the show that I was about to join, like listen to the station. So I was like, this is that's Kismet. That is Kismet. I know this place is going to rock. This is going to be awesome. So Katie and I went to Long John Silver's. She liked this other place. I liked the place that we'd looked at, but she liked it too. And we're like, you know what? That's it. Let's pick that place. So we went back to that place, signed the lease and everything. It wasn't until that night that I decided, what? Maybe I should read some like of these newfangled reviews like on Google.
Oh, so you waited until after
fair, this is 2011 and you know, online reviewing had only been a thing for like 10 years. So, so what did I know? And the reviews for the place, first of all, out of 5 stars, it only had a 1.5. So you know it was serious. Because if a place only has 1 star, that means that's the reviewer has a problem, right?
Right.
That's not anything wrong with the place.
Two reviews or something, yeah.
Yeah, that just means, that one person was pissed off because they threw her stuff out onto the street because she didn't pay her rent. But it was 1.5.
If it's 1.5, there's enough reviews for there to be an average.
Right, and that's the average.
And that's
which means some
average.
People liked it, but most people hated it. And the first review began with this, like in big bold letters in the subject line, just these words: "My son was shot in the pool." was shot in the pool.
But you, in your infinite wisdom, had that very day,
signed
in like, the LJS
within
and
an hour, within
back.
An hour of it.
But didn't read the review.
And then the review went on. Do not
as
buy.
The ink dries.
Yeah, do not buy. Do not rent. Run for your lives, period. The people at the office are very nice, but also that is a deceit, period. My son was shot in the pool.
Filthy lying bastard.
But it didn't explain. Like, did the woman who leased the place to shoot him in the pool? So I was like, well, maybe it's just this person's crazy.
Need more explanation than my son was. You're like, okay, but why was he shot? Like, what was he doing? Did they say no horseplay and he was just horseplaying up?
So here's what happened.
You get three, Florida, they're going to shoot your ass.
I never realized that this means that actually could mean this. Upon further reviews, the place that we rented was nice, but the place next door was a godforsaken drug den had ghetto gang fights once a month where just like drive-bys would happen. And so I'm assuming when the woman wrote "my son was shot in the pool," it was because a stray bullet hit him in the pool.
He could have been buying crack and not paid or something.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he had it coming. We don't know.
Yeah.
Point is that I damned Long John Silver's because somehow their malt vinegar drove me to that. And then tried to figure out as best I could, how do you get out of this?
I love that we started with, do you put ketchup on your fries or do you put your fries in ketchup? And now we're discussing.
My son was shot in the pool.
The dead kid in the pool bought crack or not.
I don't think he died. She never said he died. But fortunately, I was able to get out of the lease by asking if we could rent. Saying,
you didn't fucking tell me they shot him in the pool.
I mean, it'd be one thing if he was shot in his bedroom. I mean, then I could say, well, maybe they're aiming for him. But in the pool, who gets shot in the pool?
Okay.
Angel wants to know, was it a nice pool? Angel, it actually was a very nice pool. It had obviously been recently cleaned.
You know, after they had to clean up all that blood.
No, it was red to begin with. I think
they just went with it.
Like, you know what? It's going to end up being red anyway. We might as well.
It keeps happening. Just lean into it.
Oh, God. Just like you lean into the light after you get shot in the pool.
Here's the thing I learned about apartments. I love apartments, but basically it comes down to this. No matter how good or clean your apartment is, if your neighbors got roaches, you got roaches. So, yeah, if the building next to you or the apartments next to you, you're getting that, there's going to be bleed over. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're going to get hop-ons.
Katie's family got roaches in the house because of her dad's job. He was not an exterminator or like, I don't know, a baker or something, like somebody who's bringing home breadcrumbs. He's a cop. And one of his jobs when he was working for the state's attorney office for Illinois was to collect. What are those things called that you wear, like house arrest bracelets that you wear, or anklets? So his
monitors. Yeah.
One of his jobs was to collect those, and he was supposed to keep them at work all the time. But I guess like the box is heavy. I don't know, whatever. But
it's like there's a cable box kind of a thing, or at least there used to be. And because my family has, you know, experience with this, and the monitor that actually straps to you. So yeah, there's two units that, that he would have for each one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But apparently he left the box of anklets in their house overnight one time, and that was enough to give them roaches for like months.
Yeah, I knew a dude who worked for a cable company, and same thing. He had a box full of cable boxes that he had pulled out of people's places that didn't pay their cable bill.
Yeah.
And got roaches from it.
Oh, my God. All right. But I'm just going to every once in a while interrupt to remind people that down here is the donation thing. You see PayPal, you see Cash App, you see Venmo, donate whatever you can. It doesn't matter. We've already made enough for Rod to get Disney Plus and then some, so he can finally watch The Mandalorian. But anything else that
this
we make,
all for Disney.
Half
We're
of
doing it for the mouth.
Half of anything else we make now will go to Rod, and the other half will go to the Kansas City Salvation Army Children's Shelter.
And that's actually really cool.
Yeah, let me just, I love that place. We worked really hard to raise money for them when I was at KMBZ. One of the very frustrating things about being fired last July was I wish that they had fired me after we'd done the Children's Shelter show, because that was one of the most rewarding parts of that job, was helping those people out. And
I know the years we were there, and I'm not saying it's because of us by any means, but I know while I was there at KMBZ, they made a lot of money for that place, and deservedly so. That place is, like you said, wonderful, and I love it. At the same time, it makes me cry.
Yeah, yeah. I legally can't go into the stories that we heard when I toured the shelter. But let me just tell you, they've never left me, because they take in kids that. I mean, it's one thing to raise money for needy families and needy kids, and that's great, and that's something everybody should do. But these are the neediest of the needy. These are kids who are not only needy, but oftentimes very much abused.
Through absolutely no fault of their own.
Yeah, right. I mean, most kids, if you see them on the street, you're like, that's probably that kid's fault.
He had every chance to stop gambling. He's hooked on the pixie sticks.
All right.
Okay, back to the food thing.
All right, more food things.
Okay, here, ice cream. Very simple.
All right.
Do you bite it or lick it?
All right, comment over there. I can see the comments. Do you bite or do you lick ice cream? I think it depends on what kind of lover you are. I think that matters.
I never thought about it before. One time I was hanging out with a friend of mine in those drumsticks.
Yeah. Oh, I love drumsticks.
Love a drumstick.
Love a drumstick.
I was sitting there enjoying my drumstick, probably the second one or something. Anyways, and my buddy was like, "Did you just bite that?" And I was like, "Yeah." And yeah, like I thought he was going to punch me. He was like, "Oh, it makes my teeth hurt. Oh, I can't believe you did that." I'm like, "No, it's no big deal."
Yeah. I'm a little bit of both. I'm more of a sucker. Again, it's what kind of lover you are. I go in a clockwise swirl and I suck it in.
You're turning me on a little. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Was it you or in me or somebody else that have talked about this, like how it's impossible to look like a tough dude while you're eating an ice cream cone?
No, that was you and I, yeah.
Yeah, like it's that or popcorn. Like it's impossible to look like you have any sense of decorum while eating popcorn.
Well, anybody eating popcorn in a movie theater looks like they haven't had food in 9 months. And they're just like, shoveling it in by the handful. There's no delicate, cool way to eat popcorn unless you eat like a kernel at a time and then you're just a jackass.
But it's the same thing with ice cream. You just can't look like a tough dude. You can't be like, "I need the money by midnight, Spicoli."
Yeah. And then eat your ice cream.
That just doesn't work. Let's see. Angel said bite. Rebecca said lick.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. I never really thought about it. String cheese, you know that stuff?
Yeah.
And
you pull it apart or you just dive right in? Is that what you're saying?
Peel it or, do you just eat it as a block of cheese? Because I'm not peeling that shit.
I don't have the patience. I think I just dive right in.
Yeah,
it depends on my mood, though. I think if, like, I'm eating it because I'm hungry, I'll dive right in. If I'm eating it because I'm bored and I just want to peel it apart and just, you know. I guess maybe. Yeah. I have weird ways of, I think everybody does this. Do you have any like weird way of eating, like a certain food that you just take your sweet time with?
I Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts? Why does that not surprise me?
If I'm eating a Pop-Tart, I will I will basically eat all the edges first.
Yeah.
And then save the, you know, like the middle with no edges, like the best bite and all of all for the very last.
All right, let's see here.
That was the thing when I was a kid. We used to get stoned, of course, because all my life stories begin with that. And you know, get the munchies and dive into Pop-Tarts. And it was this, you know, why would you save that corner shitty piece for the last bite?
Rebecca says, if you want to buy a block, buy a block. It's string cheese.
See,
you know, it was always the problem with Rebecca, and it's why I'm glad I don't work with her.
Rules.
It's why I'm glad I don't work with her anymore.
I'm a good person. I want to follow the rules.
That hurt a little bit to say. I feel bad about that. Yeah. Actually, Rebecca, are you busy right now? You obviously aren't. If I send you a link, can you join us? Never mind. No. You're right. You're right.
She'd screwed up.
Yep. Never mind. We'd mess everything up.
I want to do that, but we barely got on air.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. This is not the time to be impulsive.
We barely got on Facebook Live, which every idiot does every day.
Yeah.
It took us 45 minutes.
All right. Let me go through.
It could fall apart at any second.
Ask another question. We're not getting enough answers, guys. You need to. The whole point of this is to give us some answers.
Okay. So the string cheese thing. What about like if you get the. See, I'm anything that's together like that. I'm just gonna eat Kit Kats. You know how the Kit Kat comes in a little bar?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, "Oh, you got to break it apart." I don't break it apart. I just eat it.
Mm.
Here's one that really freaks me out. If you're eating cereal, what goes in the bowl first? You have a box of cereal, and you have
what
a box.
What kind of question
of cereal.
Is that? The cereal.
You have a box of cereal and a jug of milk and an empty bowl. What goes in the bowl first? Cereal. Right?
Who puts milk in first? It doesn't make any
Evidently,
sense.
Evidently, there's like a whole group of people
who don't know how to eat cereal properly.
They put milk in the bowl and then they add cereal until they have the proper amount.
Oh my God.
It's fine. I didn't want to talk anyways. See, that's why I love you.
Yeah. That's why, I'm glad we don't do a show together anymore. You and your attitude. The way you think you're just so better than everybody around you.
See, now, Rachel Stanley, I don't agree with that either. She just said the first thing that goes in the bowl is the spoon. No.
You need to
know. That's the last thing.
If you put the spoon in first, then it's taking up area that could be better used by food.
Now, Cody just said, if you put the milk in first, that makes you a serial killer.
Yeah. Yeah. You just ruin the whole thing. You put the milk in first, that doesn't make you a serial killer. It just means that you're the kind of person who goes, I don't care that the door says push. I'm going to pull on it till somebody pushes it. That's the kind of person you are.
See, I don't I don't think it's that bad, but I've just the whole concept blows my mind. I don't understand why you would put the milk in first. You put what however much cereal you can fit in your giant bowl, and then you pour in milk until it floats. Okay.
Somebody said they sent me money through the Cash App, but I'm not seeing it. Like, I don't know how this works.
Listen to you, I want your money.
Well, we have raised some money. Oh wait, here we go. Accept $2 from Daniel Cipher.
Kick ass.
Thank you. And Rachel. Rachel sent us $15. There we go. Oh,
thank you.
Thanks, guys. That's awesome. You guys are wonderful. My mom sent me $5. No, that was a while ago. That was that was like 4 days after I was fired. My mom sent me $5.
Good.
Yeah.
Here's $5, honey.
Yeah. Well, no, she sent me a lot more than that. I think she was just testing the Cash App. Or maybe my mom, knowing her, was just going through every app that you could send people money through online. And was like, I'm just going to send him money through this just in case.
He's going to get it. So if you make a sandwich and you cut that sandwich in half.
Yeah.
Is it now two rectangles or is it two triangles?
Make a sandwich and cut the sandwich in half. So are you saying do you slice it down?
Right, do you cut it just straight in half, or do you go corner to corner?
Or like that. When you do half, do you mean horizontally or vertically?
Well, that's just it. You've made a sandwich, and now you have a knife, and you're going to cut it in half. Do you go straight across either way, you know, or do you go corner to corner?
I never cut sandwiches in half, baby. I like them sandwiches to stay whole.
Okay, now that's another one. If you're eating a big cheeseburger, do you tear it in half or do you just pick it up and try to eat it?
A cheeseburger, do I cut? It depends on how much crap is on the cheeseburger. We ordered food from Cheesecake Factory on Wednesday, and I still haven't recovered, by the way. I'm not okay. And,
yeah, that place is decadent.
It is. It's like if
it's good.
It's like if Satan opened a restaurant.
It would be Gordon.
It would be the Cheesecake Factory. A lot of people think, if Satan opened a restaurant, it'd be like he's feeding you snakes and why would he do that? First of all, he wants to make money. It would be the Cheesecake Factory.
And it'd be ran by Gordon Ramsay.
We ordered Cheesecake Factory. I got a gigantic burger, and I tried to eat it, and my arms were like, it was the kind of thing where the juice is running down to your elbow, and it's just gross. That makes me sick.
Actually, no, it made me hungry a little when you said that.
John said, never cut the sandwich. It's like you're killing it. Rachel said, cut it in half. John said, corner to corner. Angel said, corner to corner.
See, a lot of people do corner to corner. If I do cut a sandwich in half, and I do sometimes, it's just I end up going basically top to bottom, straight across, like in front of me. You know what I mean? As the sandwich sits, I never end up with two triangles.
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever had a preference with it.
No, I just think it's interesting. But I will if like you go to the truck stop or like you go get. You ever had like one of those really kick-ass tenderloin sandwiches that hangs off the plate?
Yes.
You got to tear that shit in half. You can't just pick that up and eat it. Mm. Okay, right. Here's the biggest question of all.
Yes.
One more. This is the biggest question of all. Macaroni and cheese. Two things. First, blue box or shells and cheese? And there's no other option.
Oh, blue box. I need it to taste like it's...
Like powder?
Powder. I need it to taste... This is making sense. Like, just unnatural. Unnatural. It needs to taste like... It's kind of like how sometimes... Spaghetti, pasta, and things like that taste better after they've been in the microwave than if they just came off of the stove. For me, anyway. I don't know why that is, but that's just the way I am. It's the same thing with macaroni and cheese. It needs to be dry. It needs to be not creamy. Dry. Oh,
wow. We got it. Blue box.
Blue box.
I really... Oh.
Hey, Gordon. Thank you for that.
Gordon, thank you, sir.
$5 from Venmo.
I was always a blue box guy, and... Roman's kind of pushed me over into the shells and cheese. And what's funny is it's because my son's a lazy jerk and he doesn't like measuring milk and butter. he can, you know, literally you just dump the cheese in there and stir and it's ready to eat.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy the shells and cheese. I once went to a barbecue where somebody had a big bowl of macaroni and cheese with both in there, like mixed together.
Yeah.
And it was blasphemous and delicious.
Don't you also like your macaroni and cheese with the side attack of heart attack? Or side of heart attack?
I don't like it. It's not that I like to order it that way, but it seems to always come that way.
Always? Yeah. You just choke it back down.
Yeah. Choke it back down. No, I blue box all the way. I much prefer the Kraft blue box. The only bad thing about it is it's easy to screw up. Somebody puts a little too much milk and now you're eating macaroni and cheese soup, which brings us to the next thing. Spoon or fork? I can't speak.
You're the food.
Spoon or fork?
Jesus. For what?
For eating macaroni and cheese.
Oh, God. A fork, because if you're eating the blue box, then you got to, how are you supposed to get each individual one on the tines of the fork if you're eating with a spoon?
How do you possibly, you can't eat with a spoon.
Yeah, what's the fun in that?
Four noodles, one on each tine.
I don't like the general surface area of a spoon. It just doesn't feel right in your mouth. Like, as it separates the taste of the macaroni and cheese from your tongue. It just tastes weird. It doesn't taste right.
That's interesting.
Let's see. Angel said fork. Brandy said fork.
I was always fork. Always fork. And now
Teresa
Roman,
said spoon.
Here again, Roman, because he's lazy, uses a spoon.
Oh, and the tick says spoon.
And I'm like, why?
He's not listening to us. I'm just saying the tick says spoon.
Okay. So yeah, I like I said, I'm spoon.
Yeah.
Or fork. I'm fork all the way.
Roman's fork all the way. I never knew we had so much in common about food, other than the way you eat pizza is wrong.
Because I don't eat the crust.
You don't eat the crust. Though I've also seen you literally take one slice of pizza, put another slice of pizza on top of it, and then eat them like a double-decker.
Yeah, no, it's a sandwich. Yeah, pizza sandwich.
Yeah.
Here again, that goes back to, I'm not going to use a plate, and I'm going to eat two pieces of pizza, but I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to just fold these two in half and pick it up, eat it like a sandwich, and go.
Hey, we just received $10 from Julie. Thanks, Julie. Not just us, but they'll go to the children's shelter as well. Thanks, guys. It's awesome.
There's something wrong with their picture. That hat looks almost normal on Jonathan's
head. I'm telling you, I've lost weight in my head. I went on a juice cleanse. See, this is the thing. We can't talk about this on my radio show because they're an endorser and I can't like just make up things. I can't just say, oh, it cures any, you got the gout, it cures. I can't make things up because I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure the juice cleanse made my head shrink. John said, possible. well, some of us are lucky and still have to work. Love the live stream, and remember, don't use cheese in the shower. Thanks, John.
Don't use cheese in the shower.
Another John said, Pizza Hut needs to bring back the double-decker pizza. What was the double-decker pizza? I don't even remember that.
It was exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, okay. It was a crust on top of a crust?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what killed that? When people became aware of things called carbs. That's what killed the double-decker pizza. I was there when it happened.
No, you know what killed that? Weak-willed people. Damn you.
You know, Katie was talking about how she wanted to go on.
Serve that. It's not healthy. Then don't order it because I'm going to order it and shut up.
Katie was saying she wanted to go on a low-carb diet. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that works for a lot of people. And she's like, what can I not eat? And I just started listing off all the things that you can't eat on a low-carb diet. And she was like, nah, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
Hey, guess what? I'm off my low-carb diet.
Wait, you mean I can't have bread? It's like, yeah, what do you think that is? Like, that's literally like the number one thing you can't have.
That was the weirdest thing for me was the bread. Like I went to two different. One was a person who used to be my friend that is a dietitian, and then one was when I had the whole heart attack thing, and they spoke to me about my diet. Both times I said, I really don't understand. I want you to explain. Is bread, plain friggin' bread, really that bad? And both of them went, actually, yes.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So I'll be right back.
All right.
You entertain the folks.
Have a nice trip. Be careful. It's just me and my disembodied voice here with you now. That's interesting. I got nothing. It's just us, and I got nothing to tell you. So I don't know, we're going to sit here and wait in silence till John gets back. That's nice. I will tell you this. Watch this movie called Jojo Dancer. No, not Jojo Dancer. That's a different movie. Jojo Rabbit. If you haven't seen it, it's a really good movie. Tabitha and Roman made me watch it, and I just knew it was going to suck because usually when Tabitha and Roman suggest movies, they do. However, it was really good. Really good movie. Starts off, it's kind of like a Wes Anderson movie, but it's not. It's a different director altogether. But I enjoyed it. I also saw The Invention of Lying. It's like a Ricky Gervais film. And I went into that going, nope, not going to like it. And it's touching. It's like the feel-good hit of the summer. So if you don't like that sort of thing, avoid it. But it was a good movie. What's going on? I ask, why are people freaking buying bulk crap? Oh, the toilet paper. Why is everybody freaking out about toilet paper and buying so much? Because nobody wants to have a dirty ass, and everybody's afraid they're not going to be able to leave their house again. Which is the thing that everybody keeps talking about online, is that we're all going to go on lockdown, and they're going to be roaming the streets in tanks and Humvees, not letting anybody leave. But I don't think it's going to happen. John, is that you out here breathing? Or not?
Hey, I'm back.
Hey. Long, boring discussion of recent films I've seen while you were gone.
Okay, it couldn't have been that long. Oh, wow, people dropped off. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, people totally dropped off.
Who would think that I would be the draw? What, Jojo Rabbit, is that what you're talking about?
I mentioned the fact that I had seen the movie Jojo Rabbit, and it was really, really good. Like,
hey,
I was.
Vince said, let's badmouth John now. Why can't you badmouth me while I'm here? I don't care.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you're too close to him, there's an odor. And it's not like a bad odor. It's like a weird vegetable kind of a thing.
It's like a very distinct odor. Yeah. Like, aware of it.
Are there onions out? What's that smell? Like,
it's very brothy.
It is. Yeah. It is.
You know why?
Why?
Because I bathe in bouillon cubes.
That would explain it.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually do. I thought they were bath bombs at first, and then I put them in, and it's like, smells like soup in here. Wasn't.
Mm. You ate a bunch of it, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I drank my own bath.
Hey, do you know that I was just reading this online the other day. I didn't realize it's kind of an etiquette thing. The only appropriate time you should ever like jump up and yell out, I have diarrhea, is if you're playing Scrabble.
That's funny.
Otherwise, it's just not. You should just keep it to yourself.
Hey, let's just focus on the chat, the 11 in the chat real quick. How about that?
Let's.
Okay. How about you guys text us the truth? Just text us in whatever's true. So long as it's true for you, we will read it. Like we mean it. So whatever it is, just text it in over on the side right now. Because this is kind of like what the show used to be with the text line. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Vince, who wanted everybody to badmouth me, Vince, just sent us $5. So thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You keep sending money and I'll keep insulting John. You lousy jerk.
Yeah, I guess for every insult you make of me.
Which is funny because I'm really not an insult person. I mean, I could, you know, tell you why somebody sucks, I guess, but it's not like, you know, I'm not.
You don't enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah,
one
you don't
of those,
like hurting people's feelings.
I'm not your mama joke kind of.
Do I really smell like vegetables?
A little bit, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what that could be.
Not a bad way, just talking in a very specific.
Well, everybody has a little bit of a smell. I just don't put on any deodorant or anything, so I guess my smell would be like garden variety.
Very nature, very vegetable-like. I can't describe it any other way.
Like, I smell like Stephen Hawking. I get it.
A little bit.
Rachel says, truth, I'm secretly hoping for a lockdown so I can stay home and wear PJs all day.
That is nice. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't one to wear a lot of pants anyways, you know. That's just a man keeping us down. And, but yeah, no, I actually was just yesterday in my room going, okay, all the pajama pants are dirty and there's a pile of, like, you know, regular pants here. I guess I should put one of these on. Ugh. Like, all my sweats and pajama pants and laying around on your ass pants are all dirty.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, do not put those back on.
Is it like where you're trying to get your dog to not eat something on the floor? And you're like, don't. And they're just looking at you like,
I'm still reaching. I got one foot in there now.
I said this earlier. I don't know if you were on yet, Rod, but I was talking about this whole lockdown thing or the situation we're in. And it sucks because so many people are losing their jobs. That's what I'm more worried about, is the economic anxiety of this, more so than, like, the actual virus. I mean, the virus I'm worried about too, but I'm more worried about how destructive this is for the economy. People say there's going to be a movie made out of this, and I'm just like, would you really watch that movie?
No, it'd be boring. It'd be
those boring. Hey, remember those 3 weeks where we all just had to sit around our houses doing nothing and ordering DoorDash and Postmates? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was. Let's make a movie out of that. That's going to be the next big blockbuster. Also, why would you make a movie about something we all went through?
I don't know. There's been a lot of them.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, the fact that there's going to be a bunch of babies born around Christmas, I don't think there's really anything exciting going on.
Yeah, are we 9 months from Christmas? Yeah, you're right. We're 9 months from Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be a lot of babies born around Christmas, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And
you can't, that's the problem. It's just like with Game of Thrones, where a lot of people named their kids Khaleesi and then found out that, you know, she wasn't, you know, a good person in the end and everything. Now all those kids named Corona and COVID just
here's the thing. Everybody's kind of
Amanda, like hold on. Your friend Amanda, our friend Amanda, said they'll call it Interference Day. Anyway,
she was one of the funniest things I heard this whole time. Someone said, oh, man, I can't believe there's not going to be a St. Patrick's Day parade. And she's like, oh, there'll be a parade. There'll be tanks and Humvees and all the kids will get masks. And
okay, hold on. Get some truths in here. Truth, I hope for a government takeover so I can get hazard pay working in a retail store.
Is that a thing?
They're talking about it. I think that you should.
Hazard pay is the thing, and I know most places are closed. I think it's funny that all the drive-thrus are still open.
Yeah. They definitely have been talking about it because, what is the line? Because, like, TJ Maxx and Kohl's shut down because I think that they are exclusively, with very few exceptions, it's mostly clothing, which makes sense because
come in here and try on clothes. Yeah. I don't want people to do that.
I can't imagine something that would spread viruses more than a bunch of people trying on clothing and then putting it back on the rack.
You're supposed to keep your underwear on.
But does Target and Walmart stay open because they sell food at Target and Walmart, even though they sell a lot of other sundries and goods?
Someone told me, as the far as the line goes, Costco. You can't go get a hot dog.
Really?
Like all the
food court shut down.
All the hot food. Yeah, serve.
No. I don't know. I'm not saying you're wrong, but they might have been confused because you can't get free samples at Costco anymore.
No, someone told me they were just there the other day, and that whole front part where you can go sit down and have a hot dog, and everybody talks about how Costco has good hot dogs.
Yeah,
all that's closed.
Angel says, pants are male oppression. Pants equal male oppression.
Yes,
that's true. I hope Krusty tells us the burner pants. Rachel said, truth, I'm counting down days until the kids are back in school. I love them, but I'm losing my mind. Rachel, I hate to tell you this.
That's not
going to
happen.
They're not going back to school. I don't know what it is in Kansas and Missouri, but they...
Kansas already said nobody's going back.
It's done.
And I feel bad for all the kids that aren't going to get prom and graduation and all that crap.
Yeah.
Cause you know, I assume they like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't know either. I mean, I was in high school, unlike you, but I, didn't go to prom, even though Katie and I were dating. We just were like, why don't
Holy
we just
shit.
What?
Quick Trip stopped serving roller food. Two people now, Angel and Rachel, have both confirmed that.
I don't even live within 100 miles. I don't live within 1,000 miles of a Quick Trip. And that pisses me off.
Yeah.
I get it. that we need to shut things down. But I thought we were only shutting down non-essential things. Since when is a roller dog not essential? Since when, if you're going home from work after a long day, has a roller dog not immediately satisfied you and made you feel like the world is a place worth living in?
Son of a bitch. I'm really upset, actually.
If you take away my roller dogs, what's next? The taquitos are gone, too? Oh, they're all gone?
They're gone.
Oh, my God.
There's no taquitos.
I'm not even kidding. I'm seriously upset about this.
Yeah, there's no steak and cheese, damn it.
You know, the closest I have to a goddamn Quick Trip here is Cumberland Farms. This is a gas station, and it happens to be like a nice one in Lexington where I live. It's the closest thing to a Quick Trip, and yet it's typical of this.
It's inadequate, isn't it?
It's not. No, it's just, it's like Kmart to Walmart. It's not even Kmart to Walmart. It's like, You remember those, like, when Disney used to put out movies in the 80s and 90s, then some, like, Taiwanese company would put out, like, basically the same movie that was horrible and garbage?
Yeah.
It's basically that. Like, you had Lion King. This is the Tiger King. That's what it is. That's what this is.
It's like Edward Penis Hands.
Yeah. Have I ever told you the story about the time that I watched The Wrong Little Mermaid in first grade?
No.
Okay, so the teacher rented what she thought was the Little Mermaid. It was. I mean, and it's like, you know, that's the secret Disney has, is they made a lot of money off those movies because they didn't have to pay writers very much because it wasn't an original idea. It was Hans Christian Andersen, I think, or whoever. I can't remember who wrote the Little Mermaid originally. But it's an old thing from like the 1700s or 1800s. And so the teacher rented the movie, what she thought was The Little Mermaid. She put it in. This was when I was in the first grade, and left the room. She said, okay, you kids be good. I'm going to be listening out in the hallway. So
that's what teachers do. Yeah, I'm out.
She left, and we watched The Little Mermaid. But The Little Mermaid didn't have the seashell bra on. Her boobs were just a-flopping.
Really?
Yeah. And it was still a children's movie. But
what?
It was anime titties, though. I'll just say that. I will say that. It was anime titties. And I remember, like, sitting in the class, and there was this little girl who was like, oh, this is The Wrong Little Mermaid. I'm going to go tell Miss Kellogg. And some kid at the back went, you tell her and I'll kill you. So
nobody move. Everybody
nobody move.
Up.
Nobody. You say one word to her.
Oh, look at me. Rebecca just said that her shit got extended.
Her quarantine?
Yeah, her quarantine got extended. They what does it say? Why? She said they didn't say how long. What the hell? What's going on? Mm. They're not letting her out. Mm. Also, somebody said that Quick Trip's talking about going to not being curbside. No, you can't come in.
Oh, but at least there's curbside, though.
Yeah.
That's not bad. John said, truth, I build cars for a living, and people sneeze, cough, and wipe their nose all over the car. Really don't want to go to work tonight.
Yeah, no, don't look under the seat, because that's where you put the boogers.
Right. Oh, man.
It is.
Who?
Everybody.
See, this is where your whole thing about eating boogers is more disgusting. Like, not eating boogers. I would rather somebody eat their booger in front of me than wipe it underneath their car seat. That's so much worse. At least they're disposing
it. Everything about this conversation is bothering me.
Yeah, you're right.
So
booger.
We're okay, Johnny Dear.
Johnny Fever. Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry. Rebecca, she says she still has symptoms until Wednesday, and they'll magically go away, or she will repress them long enough to get out of that damn place.
Mm. Okay, Angel said, he said the Quick Trip thing. I see Rebecca's here.
Kansas is doing a curbside service for liquor stores now.
It's
like drive-through liquor store.
Yeah, Angel said no Wawa there. No, Wawa is more of a South East Coast thing. There's no Wawas here. There's nothing. Boston is.
Yeah, Wawa's like Philadelphia.
Boston hates chain restaurants. Anything like non mom and pop is. I mean, if you love like local food and stuff like that, then Boston is the place for you. But it sucks if you just moved here and you don't know what's good and you have to just try it. It also really sucks when, you know, the economy's tanking and mom and pop can't afford to employ son and daughter. I don't know, whatever. Michael said, if liquor stores in Missouri close, I'll just have to jump off a cliff. There's actually liquor. I don't know if you guys have this here, but in Boston, we have liquor delivery services. It's great.
That's a good idea, except when two kids in a trench coat answer the door. Yes, that's our case. My case of beer.
I'm Mr. Man, Mr. Adult Man. I work at the business factory. yeah, tell me about it, Angel. Tell me about it. Let's see. Do we miss any truths? I just want to go back.
I don't ever see anyone saying, no, you can't get liquor. Like, even, you know, like after that whole prohibition thing, I think even the government's like, no, make sure they have booze.
Mm.
Falling.
Let's see. Amy said, truth, I still say cancer. My name is Larry. Way too much. Didn't you get caught doing that?
I did it at it was so, it had become such a thing that I didn't even think about. So automatic that I was at a family barbecue at a friend of mine's family. And I was on one side of the bar and they were on the other, you know, and you're loading your plate and stuff. And they were talking and I heard one of them say, yeah, it's really bad. I guess turns out it's cancer. And I went, and my name is Larry. Larry. And they looked at me like, and that's funny, dude. We're talking about Nana has fucking cancer. And you're like, my name is Larry. I'm gonna take my ribs and go sit down now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. States won't stop liquor. Yeah, that's true. Cause if they stop liquor sales in the state, then that's so much revenue they miss out on. You know who does it right is New Hampshire.
Yeah.
New Hampshire, all of their liquor stores are owned by the state.
I guess it's that way in Utah as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Utah is different. They're like that because the Mormons. New Hampshire's like that, and their liquor is cheap because of that, because they don't have to pay sales taxes because they're run by the state, and they're never closed.
Oh, really?
It's great, yeah. Yeah. Perfect for college students. What else? What are we missing? What we haven't done here? Like some interactive things from the text line that we missed, because we kind of have a de facto text line here.
Yeah. What do you guys want to talk about?
I don't know. You want to just do an impromptu list?
Sure. Let's do a list.
Well, how about this? We're doing a list. Aren't we recording it tomorrow of best songs about being sick?
Yeah. Sick songs.
All right. Let's do that right now.
We're going to steal our own list.
Yeah. We're not going to vote or anything or play the songs, but let's just discuss it like we used to do, you know, as a tease.
What are we going to do? I know my first one is Queens of the Stone Age. Sick, sick, sick.
The Mark of the Beast?
No, the song. Sick, sick, sick by Queens of the Stone Age. Love that song.
Yeah. Damn it. I was just thinking of one earlier and I can't remember it.
And the other one I thought of when we first talked about it was, I think it's Robert Palmer. Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case. You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the Iggy Pop song? Is "Give Me Danger, Little Stranger," and I'll heal your disease. That one.
Yeah, I think it's called. I think it's called "Give Me
Danger." Give Me Danger. Doing that one then. Write that one down.
That's all right. Give me danger. That's good.
All right. So, suggest them over there, guys.
Songs
about being sick, or just reference sickness.
Yeah, going to the doctor.
Heart-shaped box.
That's good.
I'd like to eat your cancer when you turn black.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Apparently, that song was inspired by a documentary he saw about little kids who had cancer. I don't understand how Kurt's.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't understand how his brain worked. Yeah, that obviously was inspired by how much he hated his wife and wanted out of that relationship.
As we all did.
Which also inspired his suicide. Hot-blooded, Rachel says.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What's the, doesn't Cage the Elephant have a doctor song?
Yes, they do.
I can't think of what it's called, though.
Cage the Elephant Doctor. Song is called Cold, Cold, Cold.
Cold, Cold, Cold. And then the Black Keys have You Give Me Fever.
Fever!
No, not that song.
You Give Me Fever.
No, not fever! That one.
Fever! Fever!
Stop that now!
You gave me fever. See, you know what's fun, Rod? Rules have changed. You can't turn my mic off. FIFA!
That's you. Oh, that sucks.
Give me FIFA.
Oh, this is awful.
Rachel says hot blooded.
Sick again. Sick. What's
Oh, by the way, Angel, yes, we will. I'm actually, I have been recording this the whole time and we will upload it as a podcast.
Oh, there you go. What's the white stripes? You don't trust your medicine. You have no faith in medicine.
Girl, you have no faith in medicine. Ah, I love that song.
A good song.
Wow, these songs, I didn't know there were so many songs.
You got the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie
flu. What else? I'm having trouble with this.
Songs you are
about. Yeah.
I don't like the song, but there's. I don't even want to say it. Never mind. Touch me, I'm sick.
Touch me, I'm sick by Mudhoney. Yes.
I fucking love that song.
Come on, baby, now come with me. You don't come. Why does it hurt when I pee? By Frank Zappa.
Is that a song?
Yeah,
I don't know that song.
Honestly, I could make it up though, right?
I'm seriously going to go listen to that song as soon as we get done here.
And by the way, Frank, that was because you had colon cancer.
Oh,
it actually didn't hurt when you pee. It was by Flaming Lips.
Yeah,
that's good. Also, Green Disease by Pearl Jam, but I'm not going with that one.
Nah. What's the Nirvana song where you talked about all the medicines and shit?
What?
How it's not ammonia. It's
Imodium. That was the Imodium. Actual. That was the original name of the song. Actually, but lithium.
Lithium. Yeah.
There you go. Rachel says, "Sick as a Dog" by Aerosmith. That's great.
Oh, that is a good one.
Angel said, "Looking for a new drug." Does he mean I want a new drug? By Huey Lewis. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's good.
I want a new drug.
Yeah. All right, I think
Mystery Disease by MGMT. I don't know that song.
It's good. All right, I got to go to the bathroom again.
Again?
Yeah, you want to end this here? I have to poop this time. I think talking about Frank Zappa had some kind of karmic effect. Let me tell you something.
Dramamine by Modest Mouse.
Yeah. Traveling, swallowing, Dramamine.
Yeah, yeah. I like this list. I think it's going to be a good list.
You Be Illin by Run DMC. Yes!
Good call.
Okay.
Good
call. All right. This was fun, guys. We're going to definitely do this again without, you know, the begging for money. Thanks for everybody who donated. Again, 50% of the money we made today will go to the Salvation Army Children's Shelter. We might do it again and just give all the money to them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to go poop. So.
All right. I love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.